Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an SMC. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast. If you've been listening to Black Single Mothers by Choice, you've been here from the beginning. The questions, the uncertainty, the decision-making in the early stages of parenting, and the quiet courage that it takes to choose motherhood intentionally. So I have an episode called The Bridge Episode, which is the Black Single Mothers by Choice to Start to Finish Motherhood mashup. That episode is meant to be a bridge. So let me explain. When Black Single Mothers by Choice began, the focus was narrow and it was necessary. I was navigating the early stages of parenting where I was still trying to figure out conception stories. I was thinking back to my birthing experiences where we get into medical advocacy and really just going through the early realities of parenting very young children where I was straddling the fence between preschool and early elementary school. So I had really young children and just delving into what I was dealing with and what we deal with as Black women going through parenting on their own. And so at that point in my life, I had a one-year-old and a six-year-old. We were living through a pandemic. Everything felt raw. It felt very in the moment by the seat of my pants. It was rooted in survival and just really discovering who I am as a mother and being introduced to these little people with opinions and free will. And so those conversations mattered and they still do. But my life didn't stop when I stopped creating episodes for the Black Single Mother by Choice podcast. Motherhood kept moving and so did I. The children grew up, my capacity shifted, and then new questions and scenarios emerged. Questions about school-age parenting, questions about my identity as a woman post having children. Work became an issue that needed to be addressed. Then there's rest and boundaries, grief, joy, and then what it looks like to live beyond the early trenches of solo motherhood. So today I'm parenting a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old, and my perspective on those earlier episodes and thoughts have changed, right? My perspective evolved and grew as I did as a single mother by choice. So this will be the last episode in the feed. And now the story fully lives in one place at the Start to Finish Motherhood podcast feed. So I've struggled to figure out how to bridge the two audiences and how to bring the two parts of my story together in one space. So what happens next? Start to Finish Motherhood is where the entire arc of my journey lives. So from the earliest days of deciding to become a single mother by choice through the intense early years and into what life looks like now as a more seasoned mother raising school-age children intentionally and on my own. So to make the transition more intentional and accessible, season 5 of Start to Finish Motherhood introduces something new, which is called the mashup episodes. So you might be asking, what are the mashup episodes? These are not reruns. The mashup episodes revisit episodes in Black Single Mothers by Choice, but with context, with reflection, and with real updates layered in. Updates shaped by my time as a parent, the growth, and the lived experience of myself as a woman who is moving into the 50th year of life. So you'll hear how early decisions actually played out over time, what changed, what stayed the same, what surprised me, what new skills, what new thought processes revealed themselves to me over time. You'll get some insights that only come from having walked further down the road, and then how this journey has evolved from survival into sustainability. What I've done with the new episodes is I actually listen to myself at a point in time, and then I reflect using the me that I am today with all of the experience and all of the gained knowledge, and then I give updates to the scenarios from the episodes. I hope that makes sense, and I hope that you enjoy what I've done. So these are bridges. These connect where this journey started to where they stand today. So my recommendations on how to listen is to start with season five of Start to Finish Motherhood. And similar to my entire podcasting journey, I will release season six, season seven, seasons eight over time. But for now, start with season five just to bridge you into Start to Finish Motherhood. And then go back and binge seasons one through four of Start to Finish Motherhood, uninterrupted, all in one place. I hope you enjoy what I've done here. It's been a pleasure for me to go back and listen to my earlier self with you in mind. So if Black Single Mothers by Choice helped you feel seen, grounded, or less alone, Start to Finish Motherhood is where that conversation deepens. We start planning, we start being strategic about how we navigate this life. So you'll have the same honesty, you'll get additional perspective, you'll get a longer view of what intentional motherhood can become. Everybody's journey is going to be different. So I'd love to hear where you are and how you're evolving and what questions you might have. Thank you for being here with me from the start. I deeply appreciate you. Okay, so join me over at Start to Finish Motherhood. Follow, subscribe. And if this podcast has supported you in any way, please take a moment and leave a five-star review on whatever platform that you listen through. Reviews help the show to reach other Black women who are walking or considering walking this path. And it also helps to support this podcast continuing on. If you have the means, make a donation. That also helps with the operating costs of the podcast. So stay connected on Instagram. You can find me at Start to Finish Motherhood on YouTube. And there is the Melanated Single Mothers by Choice Facebook community specifically for Black women to address our unique needs in walking the single mother by choice path. So the story didn't end, it evolved. Thanks for following me to this point, and I hope to continue our journey together. Well, Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasmc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.